Have you ever wondered why some software developers thrive while others with similar technical skills struggle? The secret lies not in writing better code, but in mastering the soft skills that most developers overlook. John Sonmez's Soft Skills, the Software Developer's Life Manual, has become a cult classic in tech circles, with luminaries like Scott Hanselman and Robert C. Martin, Uncle Bob, praising its comprehensive approach. This isn't just another programming book. It's a holistic guide to thriving as a complete human being who happens to write code. Whether you're struggling with career advancement, building your personal brand, or finding work-life balance, Sonmez provides a roadmap drawn from his own journey from developer to early retiree at age 33. Most software developers make a fundamental mistake. They view themselves as employees rather than businesses providing services. This mindset shift transforms how you approach your career development and helps you stand out in the industry. Just as a business constantly evaluates market demands and adapts its offerings, developers should regularly assess industry trends and evolve their skill sets accordingly. When you treat your career as a business, you see your employer as a customer rather than a boss. This perspective grants you autonomy and self-direction instead of dependency and powerlessness. Like any successful business, you should focus on delivering value, maintaining professional relationships, and building a strong reputation. This means going beyond just completing assigned tasks. Look for opportunities to innovate, optimize processes, and solve problems proactively. The business mindset extends to strategic planning and goal setting. Without clear direction, you're like a ship sailing aimlessly. You'll make little meaningful progress. Start with a big, long-term goal that provides clear direction. Then create smaller milestone goals by working backward. For example, if your goal is to become a technical architect in 5 years, your milestones might include leading smaller projects, obtaining specific certifications, and gradually taking on more system design responsibilities. These smaller victories provide motivation while allowing for course correction. The business approach revolutionizes how you handle job searches and interviews. Rather than focusing solely on technical preparation, hack the interview by building relationships before you walk in the door. The most effective strategy is getting the interviewer to like you before the interview starts. Network at industry events, contribute to open source projects, and engage with potential employers' technical blogs. I once landed a job by following and commenting on the blogs of developers at my target company, gradually building name recognition. When a position opened up, I still had to interview, but as long as I didn't completely fail, I was practically guaranteed an offer. Professional branding becomes crucial in this context. Maintain an active GitHub profile, write technical blog posts, speak at conferences, or create educational content. These activities position you as a thought leader and demonstrate value to potential customers, employers. Track your achievements and contributions, just as a business tracks its metrics and success stories. Remember that employers are looking for autonomous developers who can identify and complete tasks without constant direction. From an employer's perspective, hiring is an investment that should yield returns. They want problem solvers who can navigate challenges independently and drive projects forward. I'd rather hire someone with slightly less technical skill who can figure things out independently than a highly skilled developer who requires constant handholding. This business-minded approach to your career helps demonstrate that you understand and can deliver on these expectations. Just as successful businesses regularly invest in growth and development, allocate time and resources to expanding your capabilities. This might mean dedicating evening hours to learning new technologies, attending workshops, or taking online courses. Consider these investments in your business infrastructure that will pay dividends in future opportunities. Just as lawyers specialize in specific areas of law rather than being generic lawyers, software developers benefit from specialization beyond simply identifying with a programming language. While specializing might seem limiting, it actually opens more opportunities by making you highly attractive to employers seeking specific expertise. This principle applies across the technology sector, where deep expertise in niche areas often commands premium compensation and creates unique career opportunities. Most developers define themselves by programming language. I'm a C# developer, but this is too broad and only identifies one tool you use. Instead, consider combining multiple elements to create a unique professional identity. Industry focus, healthcare, finance, technical domain, security, performance optimization, and specific technologies, cloud platforms, frameworks. For example, rather than being a JavaScript developer, you might position yourself as a healthcare security specialist focusing on HIPAA-compliant JavaScript applications. The rule of specialization is that the deeper you specialize, the fewer potential opportunities you'll have, but the more likely you'll be to get those opportunities. Being a Java developer might give you 500 potential jobs, while specializing as a Java web developer narrows it to 250, and specializing in a specific Java web stack might leave just 50 jobs, but dramatically increases your chances of getting one of them. This principle is particularly evident in emerging technologies like blockchain or AI, where specialists often command significantly higher salaries despite a smaller job market. When choosing a specialty, consider several key factors. What pain points exist in your current company that you could solve? What work does nobody want to do that lacks skilled people? What topics frequently come up at conferences or user groups? Look for patterns in industry publications, job postings, and technical discussions. For example, if you notice a recurring theme about performance optimization in microservices architectures, this might indicate a valuable specialization opportunity. Your specialty can change over time, just as John Papa shifted from Microsoft Silverlight to single-page applications when Silverlight was discontinued, or how many developers have transitioned from traditional web development to mobile app development as market demands evolved. Being versatile with multiple technologies and programming languages makes you valuable, but marketing yourself as a jack-of-all-trades is difficult. Companies rarely seek generalists. They look for specialists who solve specific problems. Consider the example of database administrators who specialize in performance tuning. While they may be capable of general database administration, their specialized expertise in optimization makes them particularly valuable for specific high-impact projects. You can maintain broad technical knowledge while still developing deep expertise in a particular area, creating a unique value proposition that sets you apart in the job market. To develop your specialty effectively, consider creating a deliberate learning path that includes certifications, practical projects, and contributions to relevant open source projects. Document your expertise through blog posts, conference presentations, or technical articles, establishing yourself as an authority in your chosen niche. Remember that specialization doesn't mean ignoring other skills. It means having a clear focus that makes you memorable and valuable in specific situations. Marketing often gets a bad reputation in software development circles due to unscrupulous practices. However, good marketing simply connects needs with solutions that fulfill them, providing value before asking for anything in return. Just as we should treat our careers as businesses, all successful businesses require effective marketing. Marketing yourself begins with developing a personal brand that represents something specific. A brand isn't just a logo, but a set of expectations about a product or service. Four essential components make up a successful brand: message, visuals, consistency, and repeated exposure. The message is most crucial. It's what you're trying to convey and the feelings you want to evoke. For example, Simple Programmer's brand centers on making the complex simple. Visuals include logos, colors, and style that make a brand recognizable. Consistency is vital. Without it, expectations about your brand become meaningless or betrayed. Repeated exposure ensures your brand sticks in people's minds. Every software developer who cares about their career should create a blog. While you can only meet so many people in person, a successful blog can introduce you to hundreds of thousands. It's a cheap, easy marketing tool that can attract numerous visitors daily, leading to job offers, consulting gigs, and product audiences. most of my career success stems directly from my blog. The single most important factor in blogging success is consistency. The most successful bloggers post frequently, some daily, and have maintained this habit for years. While daily posts aren't mandatory, establishing a regular schedule is crucial. Posting at least weekly gives you 52 articles annually, increasing your search engine visibility. Following Pat Flynn's Be Everywhere strategy is effective. Appear in multiple channels so your target audience encounters you frequently. Options include blogs, podcasts, videos, magazine articles, books, code camps, and conferences. Over time, each piece of content contributes to your marketing effort and personal brand recognition, eventually establishing you as an authority. The key to successful marketing is consistently providing value to others. Without delivering solutions to problems or entertainment, self-promotion will fail as people tune you out. Success requires time and consistency, but can transform your career opportunities. In software development's rapidly changing landscape, the ability to learn is crucial. Developers who remain stagnant miss opportunities and get relegated to legacy systems. The skill of self-teaching is vital in a world where new technologies emerge daily and junior web developers need to know multiple programming languages just to qualify for entry-level positions. We learn things we're interested in almost unconsciously, like remembering exciting stories without taking notes. And contrary to popular belief, the idea of different learning styles is a myth. We all learn best by doing and teaching. Active learning trumps passive methods every time. You could read countless books about riding a bike, but you'll only truly learn by getting on one and practicing. The most effective way to learn is to jump in and start doing before you fully understand what you're doing. When we play and experiment, we absorb information more naturally and develop meaningful questions. Think of how children learn through play. The same principle applies to adults. Over years of being forced to learn new technologies quickly, I developed a systematic 10-step approach to self-learning. 1. Get the big picture. Gain a 50,000-foot view of your topic. 2. Determine scope. Narrow your focus to a manageable, specific goal. 3. Define success. Create concrete, measurable criteria. 4. Find resources. Gather diverse learning materials. 5. Create a learning plan. Structure a logical progression. 6. Filter resources. Select the most valuable materials. 7. Learn enough to get started. Acquire minimal knowledge to begin experimenting. 8. Play around. Explore through curiosity-driven experimentation. 9. Learn enough to do something useful. Answer questions from your exploration. 10. Teach. Cement your knowledge by sharing it with others. This approach works because it forces you to define clear goals up front and constantly moves you toward them through active practice rather than passive consumption. I've used this method to learn entire programming languages in days, and thousands of other developers have had similar success with it. Teaching what you've learned is the most powerful step for cementing your knowledge. Despite self-doubt, you only need to be one step ahead of someone to teach them. Sometimes, experts make poor teachers because they've forgotten what being a beginner feels like. Teaching forces you to organize information coherently and reveals gaps in your understanding. If I could distill this whole section into one piece of advice, I'd say, do the work. But doing the work isn't as easy as it seems. We all know we'd be more productive if we do what we're supposed to do, but laziness, lack of motivation, and distractions tend to foil our plans. There's no big secret to productivity. You need to get more work done faster, and it all starts with focus. Focus is the opposite of distraction, but in our constantly interrupted world, many people don't even know what true focus feels like. Focus has momentum. It's harder to get focused, but relatively easy to remain focused once you've pushed the ball up the hill. To get focused, you must push through the initial discomfort of concentrating on a single task. When I started writing this chapter, I felt urges to check email, use the bathroom, and get coffee simultaneously, my brain trying anything to avoid focusing. I had to force my fingers to start typing. Now I'm in a zone where I could type for hours. The Pomodoro technique has had the biggest impact on my productivity of any method I've tried. Though I initially dismissed it as too basic, after using it for a week, I saw immediate results. This simple yet powerful technique involves planning your day's work, setting a timer for 25 minutes, and focusing completely on a single task without interruption. When the timer rings, take a 5-minute break. That's one Pomodoro. After 4 Pomodori, take a longer 15-minute break. I've developed a unique quota system that ensures measurable progress toward important goals daily and weekly. The quota system is simple. Select a repeatable task, define a clear time interval, monthly, weekly, daily, and set a specific quota for that interval. For large projects, break them into smaller, repeatable units, modules for courses, chapters for books. The critical element is absolute commitment, treating the quota as non-negotiable, barring physical incapacity. The quota system works because it embodies the tortoise's approach. Slow, steady consistency beats sporadic bursts of productivity. As Stephen Pressfield notes in The War of Art, the professional sustains himself with the knowledge that if he can just keep those huskies mushing, sooner or later, the sled will pull into Nome. Small daily actions accumulate into significant achievements over time. Software development ranks among today's highest paid professions, likely to increase in value as computers run more of our world. Yet wealth without financial intelligence leads nowhere. Countless lottery winners and celebrities have squandered fortunes through poor money management. Over a 30-40-year career, you'll receive between 780 and 1,040 paychecks. What you do with them determines your financial future. Most people think short-term about money, focusing on monthly payments rather than total cost, like buying a $25,000 car through financing when they wouldn't spend that cash if they had it in hand. This dangerous mindset keeps us living at or above our means, with higher incomes simply enabling higher spending. The distinction between assets and liabilities is crucial for financial success. Assets provide more value than they cost to maintain, like dividend stocks generating income without ongoing expenses. Liabilities cost more than the value they provide, like credit card debt. Robert Kiyosaki defines assets as anything putting money in your pocket and liabilities as anything taking money out. The key is using money you work for to buy assets that generate passive income rather than liabilities requiring more work to maintain. Even a high salary won't make you wealthy without proper investment strategy. At 19, I earned $150,000 annually, but calculated it would take 14 years of extreme frugality to reach millionaire status, and even then, inflation would diminish that achievement's value. This realization led to an important insight. To achieve financial independence, you must invest a significant portion of your income in assets that generate passive income. Real estate investing offers unmatched profit potential and leverage opportunities, making it particularly suitable for high-earning software developers. Unlike stock trading, real estate requires significant capital, but provides remarkable stability through rental income, even when property values fluctuate. The power of leverage makes real estate exceptionally profitable. With just 10% down payment, a 10% property appreciation translates to 100% return on your investment. For retirement planning, the key is working backwards, calculating exactly what you need to live on monthly and securing that passive income. The most powerful strategy isn't maximizing returns, but minimizing expenses. When you reduce monthly costs, you accelerate savings and make those savings last longer. With $1 million invested in real estate, you could potentially generate $5,400 monthly in passive income that keeps pace with inflation, allowing retirement at any age, not just after 60. Getting fit isn't just about living longer. It's about becoming a better developer. Physical fitness enhances creativity, mental performance, and helps counter the sedentary nature of programming work. Studies show that developers who incorporate regular exercise into their routines report 23% higher productivity levels and experience fewer work-related health issues like repetitive strain injuries and back problems. Confidence, not just talent, predicts success, as shown by UC Berkeley research involving over 500 professionals. Getting fit builds confidence by proving you can achieve goals, which carries into professional interactions. When you look good, you feel good, changing how you view yourself and how others perceive you. This enhanced self-image translates into more assertive communication in meetings, better client presentations, and increased willingness to take on challenging projects. Exercise directly enhances cognitive function through multiple mechanisms. Stanford research shows walking increases creativity by 60%, while high-intensity exercise improves memory retention by up to 20%. From personal experience and interviews with prominent developers, including leaders at Google and Microsoft, I can confirm that physical fitness improves focus and productivity. Regular exercise increases BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, often called Miracle-Gro for the brain, enhancing neural connections and cognitive performance. Just as developers need specifications before coding, fitness requires clear goals and metrics. Without defined objectives, your efforts at exercise and diet control will be wasted. Choose one primary goal at a time, whether losing weight, gaining muscle, increasing strength, improving cardiovascular health, or enhancing sports performance. Multiple fitness goals often conflict, like gaining muscle while losing fat, making simultaneous achievement difficult. Track your progress using specific metrics, body weight, body fat percentage, workout performance, or endurance measurements. Despite ongoing debates in the fitness industry, understanding calories remains fundamental to managing your weight. The fundamental principle is straightforward: eat fewer calories than you burn. A pound of fat equals approximately 3,500 calories, so creating that deficit should theoretically result in 1 pound lost. Modern tracking tools like MyFitnessPal and smartwatches make this easier than ever, providing accurate estimates of both intake and expenditure. Building muscle isn't complicated if you're willing to put in the work and follow proven principles. The human body adapts to stress by becoming stronger. Rough hands develop calluses, cardiovascular systems improve with running, and muscles grow when challenged with heavy weights. However, the body is efficient and won't grow muscle unnecessarily. Progressive overload is essential, continually increasing the work demanded of your muscles to convince your body that bigger muscles are needed. This can be achieved through increasing weights, sets, reps, or decreasing rest periods. Research shows that optimal muscle growth occurs with 6 to 12 reps per set, focusing on compound exercises like squats, deadlifts, and bench presses. We're now entering less quantifiable territory, where my insights come from experience and observation rather than scientific evidence. The mind's influence over the body is profound. If you don't believe something is possible, you won't even attempt it. There's almost nothing you can accomplish without first believing you can do it. The mind's influence over the body is profound. If you don't believe something is possible, you won't even attempt it. Yet, controlling your beliefs isn't simple. You can't just will yourself to believe something arbitrary, like elephants are pink, but through repeated affirmations, you can gradually reshape many of your beliefs. Positive thinking isn't about unrealistic optimism or rejecting reality. Rather, it's the ultimate form of realism, believing you have power to change your circumstances rather than being their victim. It's seeing good things ahead because you can alter your future, believing in human achievement as a powerful force accessible within yourself. Scientific studies confirm positive thinking leads to friendship development, marital satisfaction, higher incomes, better physical health, and longer lifespans. Beyond these measurable benefits, positive thinking directly affects work performance and productivity. With a positive attitude, obstacles become challenges to overcome rather than negative circumstances thrust upon you. Your self-image, how you truly see yourself beneath all pretenses, exists largely in your subconscious and creates powerful limitations when negative. These limitations aren't immutable character traits, but acquired beliefs that can be changed, though your brain naturally resists such changes. Many traits we consider fixed, being clumsy, bad at math, shy, are actually manifestations of self-image acquired randomly, often from childhood experiences, rather than inherent characteristics. Though challenging, you can alter your self-image through the fake-it-till-you-make-it approach, repeatedly acting as your desired self until you become it. The difficulty lies not in the technique, but in believing change is possible and committing to it. We often cling to our limitations as if they're intrinsic parts of our identity, when they're actually as changeable as the clothes we wear. Persistence may be the most valuable skill you can develop. As a software developer facing many difficulties in your career, the ability to persevere through challenges is critical. Failure is temporary and happens to you. Defeat is permanent and something you choose. Like playing a difficult video game, the joy of accomplishment comes largely from overcoming repeated failures. We wouldn't expect to master a game without dying occasionally, so why do we expect to go through life without experiencing failure? Unlike school, where failure earns an F and is purely negative, real-life failures are necessary milestones on the path to success. When learning physical skills like juggling, our brains naturally learn from repeated failures, making minor corrections until we succeed. Most worthwhile accomplishments require some failure along the way. We should embrace this process rather than fear it. Learning to embrace failure means not just losing your fear of it, but actively seeking it out. Put yourself in situations where you're likely to fail in order to grow. We often stagnate because we avoid challenges, finding comfort in the familiar. But real growth comes from steering into discomfort, knowing that the harder you push into failure, the stronger success will propel you in return.